Ever wondered how complex software, you know, from the apps on your phone to maybe mission-critical systems in space, gets rigorously checked for quality and reliability before it ever gets near a user?
Yeah, that's a huge task.
It really is a massive challenge. Yeah. And today, well, we're taking a deep dive into a powerful open-source solution, the SAFE toolset. We've sifted through our sources to give you the key insights.
Right. And our mission here is really to unpack what SAFE is, how it, well, simplifies software verification and validation quite radically, actually.
Okay.
And why it's such a critical shortcut, maybe, to being well-informed about modern software development practices. What's really fascinating, I think, is how it transforms this like collection of individual tools into a single powerful ecosystem.
Okay, let's unpack that fundamental problem SAFE is trying to solve. Building robust software means constant checking, right? Does it work? Is it secure? Efficient?
Exactly. The whole verification and validation thing, V&V.
Right, V&V. And SAFE, that static analysis framework, is essentially a pre-configured Ubuntu virtual machine.
Yeah, packed with a curated collection of tools.
All designed to do that V&V, often by checking the code without running it. Like a really meticulous editor.
Precisely. That static analysis. It brings together a suite of, well, leading static analysis tools. For CC++ development, you'll find powerful analyzers like CppCheck and Clang, with its own Clang SA and Clang Tidy tools.
Okay.
And crucially, all these feed their results into SonarKube.
Ah, SonarKube. So that's like the central hub for managing all the issues found.
Exactly. It pulls it all together. And for Java projects, SAFE includes SonarJava, naturally, but also SpotBugs that used to be FindBugs, you might remember.
All right. FindBugs. Yeah.
CheckStyle for keeping the code format consistent.
Important for teams.
Very. And JDepend to check architectural dependencies. That's actually pretty critical for making sure software components, you know, connect logically.
So things don't get tangled up unexpectedly.
Precisely. Avoids those nasty snags. And then there's Jocko for code coverage analysis.
Okay, coverage. How much the code is actually tested.
You got it. And beyond just the analyzers, the SAFE VM also has build environments like GNU, GCC, and Clang. Even cross-compilers for embedded systems.
Like ARM and Leon. For space stuff, maybe?
Could be, yeah. Those architectures pop up there. Plus OpenJDK for Java, of course.
That's quite an array of tools. Yeah. But look, anyone who's tried setting up a quality pipeline knows integrating all that, it can be a real headache.
Oh, absolutely.
So how did Spazio IT, the creators, actually turn this collection into something, you know, genuinely usable?
Well, that's where the real innovation is, I think. They didn't just bundle things. They significantly enhanced them.
Enhanced how?
They provide specially modified versions of SonarQuib and its C++ community plugins. So they work seamlessly together. But the real, the linchpin, the game changer, like you said, is SAF Facilitator.
SAF Facilitator.
Oh. This dedicated application, it just massively simplifies using all these static analyzers. And this is key. It funnels all their results directly into that SonarQuib hub.
So SAF Facilitator is the glue in the control panel, kind of, making setup easier and analysis repeatable.
Absolutely. It's cleverly designed with this dual nature.
Dual nature.
Yeah, you can use its graphical interface, its JavaFX for setting up your project initially. Makes it quite intuitive.
Okay, visual setup. Nice.
But then for the day-to-day stuff, the recurring analysis may be part of your build process.
Right, automated checks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It also works as a console application. You can just call it from scripts. It's all about streamlining that complex process into a clear workflow.
So what does that streamlined workflow look like practically? How does it actually help developers working on these potentially critical projects?
Well, the main goal for both CC++ and Java is to just efficiently gather all the analysis results from these different tools and get them all centralized in SonarGroup. It creates this, well, powerful continuous pipeline for code quality.
Meaning less time fighting with tools, more time fixing code.
That's the idea. Less wrestling with integration, more focus on the actual issues. And what's really compelling, I think, is the background. The development of SAFE was actually funded by a European Space Agency contract.
Oh, really? ESA?
Yeah. And its usefulness has been shown with real-world kind of high-stakes projects like the CrazyFly 2.1 drone.
The little quadcopter. Wow.
So this isn't just theory, you know. It's proven itself in demanding environments.
Yeah, that definitely adds weight. This whole deep dive has really shown how the SAFE toolset offers this powerful integrated way to tackle software quality, especially, like you said, for projects where failure just isn't an option.
Indeed, it's a really comprehensive ecosystem. It doesn't just find potential problems, it significantly simplifies managing and fixing them too. It really makes you think, doesn't it, in a world that relies more and more on complex software, just how indispensable does this kind of robust automated verification become for, well, pretty much everything we use?